King went under almost immediately, as most people did when they'd been hypnotized before. His eyes were still open, but now they seemed to look through the gunslinger, beyond him. Roland's heart screamed at him to get through this as quickly as he could, but his head knew better. You must not botch it, not unless you want to render Jake's sacrifice worthless. The woman was looking at him, and so was the van's driver, as he sat in the open door of his vehicle. Cy Tassenbaum was fighting it, Roland saw, but Brian Smith had followed King into the land of sleep. This didn't surprise the gunslinger much. If the man had the slightest inkling of what he'd done here, he'd be apt to seize any opportunity for escape, even a temporary one. The gunslinger turned his attention back to the man who was, he supposed, his biographer. He started just as he had before, days ago in his own life, over 2 decades ago in the writer's. Stephen King, do you see me?
Gunslinger, I see you very well.
When did you last see me?
When we lived in Bridgeton. When my Tet was young, when I was just learning how to write.
A pause, and then he gave what Roland supposed was, for him, the most important way of marking time, a thing that was different for every man.
When I was still drinking.
Are you deep asleep now?
Deep.
Are you under the pain?
Under it, yes. I thank you.
The Billy Bumbler howled again. Roland looked around, terribly afraid of what it might signify. The woman had gone to Jake and was kneeling beside him. Roland was relieved to see Jake put an arm around her neck and draw her head down so he could speak into her ear. If he was strong enough to do that, stop it. You saw the changed shape of him under his shirt. You can't afford to waste time on hope.